But first, we are receiving calls about a WhatsApp message that's been doing the round saying there's going to be a blackout tomorrow from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. It is a fake message. It is fake news. And to confirm that, I'm joined on the line by Eskom's acting head of generations, generation, Andrew Etzinger. Andrew, thank you so much for your time. It's a very, very busy time for you right now. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
That's a pleasure, Melanie. Thank you for inviting me.
So you've heard about this SMS that's doing the rounds. I suppose with the lack of information, there are going to be chances who kind of take the gap.
Indeed. And thinking back to the load shedding, I think it was in 2014, and then the spate of load shedding before that in 2008, exactly the same message surfaced on previous occasions. You're talking about a blackout for the next day or whatever. So I can confirm that it's fake news. Of course, load shedding stage four is bad enough. I'm not sort of downplaying that at all. That's still a far way away from a national blackout, which is not something we would tolerate, and we work very hard to make sure that we don't go there. And load shedding is, in fact, the way that we protect the grid from blackout. So,
Andrew,
no worries.
Also a lot of speculation about whether we're secretly at stage five. We did, one listener wrote in just now saying they've had 6 hours of blackouts. What stage are we officially at? And can we expect stage five in the next couple of days?
We're at stage four. Eskom is very tightly regulated in with regards to load shedding. We could never announce stage four and go for stage five. All the records, all the decisions to go for a particular stage and how we implement, all of that data is tracked and is rigorously analyzed after the fact by our regulator. So there are controls and controls and measures in place to make sure that everybody is kept honest, both Eskom, by the way, as well as municipalities who, within their areas of supply, need to implement load shedding according to a regulatory policy called NRS 0489, I should say. So it's a very rigorous process. It's tightly controlled and tightly watched by our regulators. So if we say we are at stage four, then we are at stage four.
Where can people find the most reliable and up-to-date news on exactly what Eskom is doing at the moment?
On the Eskom website, which is eskom.co.za, there is a load shedding button, as it were. Clicking there will provide the latest information on the load shedding schedules, plus which stage of load shedding we're at. So that would be the best source of information. Otherwise, on the Eskom call center, which is 08600-375-66, or if you type it on the phone, 08600-ESKOM.
Andrew Etzinger, Eskom's acting head of generation, thanks so much for popping out for us this afternoon.
Listen more, challenge more, join the conversation. You're with Cape Talk.
Right, let's find out about the effect of this load shedding on small businesses. We've been hearing from business owners throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Jeff Jacobs, the president at the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show. A lot of businesses urging government to come up with a plan. What exactly are you hearing from businesses on the ground?
Good afternoon, Melanie, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. Thanks for having me on the show. So the message we're getting from small business is that there are lots of frustrations, obviously. Direct costs of load shedding, particularly stage four load shedding, where you could have up to two sessions of load shedding a day, is playing havoc with productivity, playing havoc with people's ability to do business successfully. And so there's a real sense of frustration, in some cases a real sense of anger that the situation has managed to get to this point. But we're also seeing and hearing from businesses realism about the fact that this is not going to go away soon, that this problem is going to be with us for a while, and they need to think differently. They need to be doing innovative things to turn the situation around. And here in Cape Town, we've been very familiar with finding innovative solutions to the problems that confront us, as we saw with the water crisis last year. So we're getting a mix of responses from our businesses, particularly our members linked to the Chamber of Commerce.
And what kind of solutions are they tapping into?
So clearly there's got to be an approach to look at cutting down on electricity consumption. One has got to work with the schedules that get published and work around those schedules. One has got to look for alternative means of electricity. And so we're seeing folks talk about making use of renewable energy. We see people talking about finding ways to reduce their dependence on Eskom. That's not good news for Eskom, obviously, because you don't want Eskom to reduce its revenue by people finding alternatives. But I think it's good for business to be innovative, for business to find alternative approaches to how they deal with this problem.
In terms of the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry, what are you discussing in terms of things getting worse, if they do get worse?
Yeah, we have little control over how Eskom solves this problem. Our appeal to government has been to be more urgent about the problem, to bring better skills on board. The situation has arisen because we've not taken care of the basics of business, and that's been our frustration. We've known about this problem for a long time, and we should actually have been more urgent about dealing with it. Maintenance spending has been put on the back burner, and there are all kinds of reasons for that. We're not going to go into that in this discussion. But right now we're in a crisis situation, and in a crisis situation you have to bring the best brains to bear. You've got to bring the best skills to bear so that we can turn situation around for good. What are we doing as a Chamber of Commerce? We're constantly reaching out to our members. We're trying to educate them, much as we used the water crisis last year to change the behavior of businesses. I think this is an opportunity for us to do exactly the same. We've got to be more efficient about how we run our businesses. We've got to look for alternative ways of doing things. And we certainly have to reduce our dependence on Eskom, because Eskom is not going to be able to deliver the electricity supply in a consistent way and in sufficient quantities for us to sustain businesses in the long term. So we have to find alternative ways of dealing with that.
Jeff Jacobs, President of Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.